This is The Week in Fake News with Adelaide Mayo.
Once again, we dip into South Australia's other fake news source with the man from the newsroom, Dan. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. How are we all?
Oh, look, we are good. It's great to have you here.
Molly just found out for the first time about the Adelaide Mail podcast. We are hearing rumours of a new episode coming, Dan. Don't get our hopes up too high.
2022, brace yourself. It'll be great.
Let's start with this. It's been massive news this week. One of the biggest stories has been the arrests around the world, including here at home, associated with Operation Ironside. And it was this, I suppose, this operation aided by an app called ANOM, which was watched by the police. What do you say to accusation that that's where you've sourced some of your stories at Adelaide Mail?
Well, look, it's not where we've sourced any of our stories, but it's where we've sourced a lot of other things, to be honest with you. And we're just making sure all our doors are, you know, very bolted on at the moment, is what we're saying. But no, not at all. And we would never go hacking into these accounts. No. Not ANOM. We hack the old MSN Messenger and MySpace pages for all our news sources.
I'm disappointed you didn't use ICQ as a reference. Disappointing.
Oh. Brilliant.
Now, it was known as Operation Ironside here in Australia, but Operation Trojan Shield in the US and also over in Europe. So what do you think? Could they have been a little bit more inventive with that name?
Certainly. And, you know, I think Ironside, look, I know they name these things, so if the word gets out that Operation Ironside is happening, people aren't really can guess what it means, but let's have some fun with it, really. We would have called it Operation, like the board game. Remember that? That was fun. You had to take out the rib with the tweezers and a rubber band for some reason. Really bad about teaching kids about anatomy, but anyway, just fun.
The wishbone was always very difficult to get out.
That was a hard one.
A 30-minute internet outage earlier in the week took down major players like Amazon, Reddit, Twitch, Pinterest, Spotify, Hulu, and some Australian newspapers, just to name a few. Was the Adelaide Mail okay, Dan?
No, look, as we've learned from previous experience with media blackouts, the Adelaide Mail seems to be unbreakable, mainly because we've built it on very obsolete software. So unless there's a cyber attack that takes down all the 2006 compact Presarios running AOL on their CD-ROM, we're going to be fine. There's another ICQ reference we could have put in there.
Sorry, long Dan. Live Internet Explorer.
New groups have been greenlit for COVID-19 vaccinations this week. Joining the list, which includes adults living regionally, is adults 40 to 49 years old. Are there any more niche groups being looked after, Dan?
Yeah, look, it's getting to a stage now where it seems there's getting more and more eligible people, which is great.
Great thing.
But I think just for fun, they should chuck in some skills-based stuff, like can you juggle? If so, come to the vaccination clinic with a couple of balls and we'll see what we can do. Can you do a kickflip? You know, I think we've got to start giving people credit for things and reward for things they don't usually get reward from, which is why Adelaide Mail should also be at the front of the list.
Three-pointers in a row. Oh, vaccine! Now, Dan, yet another voucher scheme is on the way called Hit the Town, which encourages South Aussies to dine out in the city and North Adelaide. But are those restaurants any better than what we have here in the regions?
Absolutely not. I have tried to find a savoury slice for years in Adelaide, and I just can't do it. You know, I've basically mashed a meat pie between two pizza rolls from my local supermarket, and it's just not the same. So, yeah. You know, fine dining, to hell with it. Go get your savoury slices and your chicken pies and all that from the region.
Love it.
The Crows Pies game last weekend actually became the most watched game in Fox footy's history. Plenty of people tuning in to see how the crowd were going to dodge the footy. With so many eyes on us, did we behave ourselves appropriately?
Well, yeah, look, I think the crowd did. There were a few clips of people with oven mitts and the guy putting his hands up, which was fantastic. But most watched game in history, that's interesting. See, I think this might have just been a marketing ploy by the SA government. Crows aren't doing so well at the moment. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe try and boost those numbers a bit. Once again, you know, the crowd behaved themselves and did really well. Unfortunately, the Crows did not. So we're saying, once again, this is not a real season, okay? Just because of that.
Hashtag scrap the season. Dan, you can catch all the news at adelaidemail.com. Of course, they're on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram as well. Invulnerable to international cyber attacks. Well done, Dan. You've built an absolute machine.
Okay. Oh, that's the police knocking down my door. I've got to go. Bye.